Baltimore IQ, Info Italy, Quebec, Bravo. Info IQ.
Whiskey 4, Echo Echo Yankee, Bravo.
Adieu. Good morning. I would say what you're doing not so early this morning, but it's already 10 o'clock. I'm out here waiting for my XYO to get out of Publix. We just had a gourmet breakfast at Jack's. My sister-in-law is coming this afternoon, so I don't know what she must be getting something for us to eat or something. But anyway, how's it going?
And, hey, I was up at 4 o'clock this morning, but I went to bed early, too, so I've already got a bunch of stuff done, and picked up the puppies from Sabina's house here in town, and then took them over to the dog park, and now we're heading back up to the mountain cabin.
Matter of fact, Toby's sitting right here next to me, and he said, that Jack isn't too bad.
He likes your leftovers.
Anything about leftovers?
Go for him, okay.
Croissant. But it's a kitty's croissant. It didn't take him long to get that one down, so I gave him some of my meat lover's burrito. He liked that.
Of champions. Dog champions, that is.
Well, it's pretty dead out here. Maybe I can get home. I've been working on the inverted L. Yeah, I'm making progress on it. I actually fired it up yesterday. It's not in the final configuration, but there was a where was that station? Tasmania on last night is on 80 meters. I was hearing pretty good on that inverted L. It was better than the, it was working better than the dipole that I was, the Wyndham. And, that was with the horizontal part, it's supposed to be horizontal, actually going all the way down to the ground. Because I haven't got that end up. It actually worked pretty good. I ran some patterns on the EasyNet just to see what that would be. And I was surprised because in the direction of the horizontal part, which is not horizontal, it's down at a pretty good angle, all the way to the end, only a foot up above the ground. Actually, it was better than if I had a horizontal at 20 degrees. And I think, well, maybe I better leave it there. I don't know. But I also want to use it on 40 and 20, and the patterns aren't so good that way. But if it's horizontal, they're pretty good. Info IQ.
Yeah, and you're using ferrite or some other thing as the isolator, because I think that design you were talking about is kind of like your vertical dipole. It uses the outer part of the shield as part of the antenna. Is that correct?
Turn the engine off. Yeah, that's correct. I've got some work to do on it. I was feeding the antenna directly without a remote antenna tuner, but it was resin on about 37. And of course, everything's out of the whack because of the way I've got that long wire going straight to the ground. It's just it's working pretty good. The EasyNet's pretty close. It's not that far off. And but I've got to get that end up. I want to get the end up. I'm gonna cut off probably a foot or maybe even 2 feet off the vertical radiator part. That's the coax. I wasn't able to get it up as high as I wanted. It's almost impossible with all the limbs and everything in the way. So I got it up, it's almost 56 feet up, the vertical part. And, you know, that's where if you want to call it the center's bed, that's the feed point. And actually, doing it that way, the three-point beans is pretty good. It's somewhere around 1.5. But once I put the horizontal up, it should improve that a lot.
Talking about a remote antenna tuner, is that how you're going to operate it eventually with a tuner at the base of the antenna?
What I'm going to do. And I've got all that. I just got to... what I'm going to do is get a plastic, small plastic table. It's more like almost a little... Well, I've got something in the house I could use, but it's not quite big enough to put that antenna tuner on. That's a pretty good-sized antenna tuner. And so I'll probably go to Lowe's, get a green plastic table that you might have outside with some plastic chairs, but I've got to have something a little bigger. I could put some plywood on top of that, but it won't weather as good as just green plastic. But I've got two line isolators on there, and I think that's working pretty good. I measured like the SWR right at the down at the bottom of the vertical antenna with one isolator and then two. And I noticed when I hit put two, it shifted the frequency up a little bit. And I think what happens, it provides more isolation. So the feed line isn't so much, you know, it decouples the feed line. It goes back to the house better. But it's working. That Tasmanian station just wired to 40 before I could go try to get him, but I heard a lot of people calling him, but I could hear him I could hear him pretty good, and it was an improvement over the dipoles.
Now, what mode was that, FT8?
Well, that was CW, and he was Q5, and boy, people just calling him like crazy, but I got to him too late. That was just about I'd say about the gray line time for me.
Oh, target, is he a resident there, or is this a de-expedition?
Resident, but I don't know. I mean, that's not like, you know, they do have hams there, so I just saw him being spotted, and I just connected the coax line. Came inside, it was almost dark, and by the time I got inside, measured the SWR, and then hooked everything up, it was almost dark. But I've got more to do with it. My isolator's laying on the ground. I've got to get them off, and I'm going to shorten that vertical part by about 2 feet. I'll have to cut that end off and put another connector on the bottom. But that's all part of it, and I got to get it up so I can tune it.
And the end of the L, you already have your support rope up in a tree. You just need to hoist it up.
I ran out of time the day before that, and so I just took that wire and brought it down to the ground. I tied it off to a tree stump. They said, you know, that end's only like a foot off the ground, so it's got quite an angle between, it's about 80 feet. So it goes, so the vertical part's about 56 feet up. And then there's 80-foot wire that comes down to the ground. So it's got a pretty good angle on it right now. But I did go to EasyNet and check it out. And actually at 20 degrees, it's acting like a sloper. That wire acts like a sloper, and I have a little bit more gain in that direction than if I did have it just flat. If it was flat, actually, it's just the opposite. You get a little more gain in the other direction. And I was thinking, well, maybe I just leave it this way, but what it does, it really does affect 40 meters, which I wanted this thing to operate on as well. So I'll probably get it up. The horizontal part of it.
project, and yeah, wish you all the best in that, and take notes as you go along, and take pictures, and yeah, maybe share it at an upcoming Greer Club meeting, or SCDXA, or whatever, because love to hear more about it.
Now, when I was listening to General Stations last night, I mean, it was receiving real good on 80, but as expected, you know, it wasn't quite as good as a horizontal antenna, because most of the stations I was listening to were what I consider to be kind of local, you know, most of them were east of the Mississippi, that sort of thing, you know, Florida, so that, you know, it was pretty high angle stuff coming in. It's not going to work as good as a on the high angle stuff as a dipole.
Yeah, dipole, so you're covered there, and this is for your DX, so, yeah, go for it.
That's one reason I'm thinking, well, maybe I just leave this thing as a sloper, because I've run the patterns for the antenna versus a regular dipole, you know, like a regular backyard dipole up at 40 feet. And this, and particularly, if the dipole was oriented the same way this antenna is oriented, with the horizontal part or the sloper part going the same direction, it's got like 7 dB gain over a dipole at 20 degrees. Of course, once you start getting up to 35, 40, you know, it totally reverses. But I run the plots and combine them and to look at them, and it should work. I'm anxious to get my tuner at the bottom. All I have to do, I've got the coax, everything running. I just need to put a ground rod out there. I need something to mount the tuner on.
Yeah, well, you put it up in the air, try it out, see if you like it. If not, you can bring it back down. And the other thing, I don't know, you're out in the woods there probably, but if you do decide you want to leave it sloping, you can actually move the direction it slopes in and pick up your 6 dB gain in whatever direction you desire. Kind of like a rotary antenna, except it's going to take you a long time to move it around. But.
And the other thing is the horizontal distance from the base where the tuner is to the end of that sloper portion of the antenna is right on my boundary of my property line. And to stay in my property, although there's trees everywhere back there, you've seen it, I really don't want to get in my neighbor's trees, although they probably wouldn't say anything. So what I may have to do is put an insulator, you know, not exactly on the end of that horizontal wire, put it something short and let the end dangle down to keep it resonated, but there's not much radiation off the ends. It's mostly just voltage, very little current.
Well, what about this? If you do like the sloping configuration, could you put multiple downward sloping leads with a remote switch, so that from in the shack you could actually switch which direction the slope would be?
Yeah, but that would really complicate it. You know, the reason most people do not put the feed point up high is because they don't know how to feed it, you know, because then you have, you know, most people, they would say, well, how do you get the coax up there and how do you keep it from interfering with the pattern? You know, well, of course, what I'm doing is a solution to that. But if you put relays up there, it'd be pretty difficult to put a box up there and then controlling wires and not really interfere with the antenna.
Well, Moxon says, you know, you want to get the current point up as high as you possibly can, and that point, I think it's the low impedance point probably of that antenna. So you got the current point up high, and that's, you're going to get the maximum radiation, maximum reception in that way.
You know, I'd like to get it up 7, you know, like 65 feet, So basically, it's 65 feet up, 65 feet over, approximately. But it just didn't work. And there's not much difference in the gain. I plotted it both ways, ran the program. There might have been half a dB difference at about 20 degrees. That's what I'm looking at, is optimized for 20. So I'm not going to worry about trying to get this thing up another 15 feet. You know, the actual pulley, you have to deal with reality sometimes. But that's it. It's got the high current pointer right up down the top. And standing weight is reasonable. And particularly if I get the tuner at the base, you know, it should work pretty good. I've got low loss RG8. That's because my brother gave that to me. Brand new coax. I think 100 feet. I think it's at 100 feet on 80 meters. There's hardly no loss in that coax, given a 1-to-1 SWR. So once I get the tuner out there, that loss should be almost zero. But I want to be able to operate on 40 and 20 as well. And the patterns, if it's horizontal, on 40 and 20 are very good. So it'd be another antenna I could use for DX in those bands.
All right. Well, I'm here at the Ingalls on the way to the cabin. I'm going to go in and get some stuff here for myself and the puppies. Let me say 73 to you. I'll be back out on the road probably in about 15 minutes or so. So if you're still around, I'll give a holler. 73, N4IQ from Whiskey for Echo Echo Yankee Mobile.
73 to you. I'll keep up to date what I'm doing. I want to hurry up and finish it, though. I got to get it done before the leaves come out. All right, 73's to you. Have a good day. N4IQ.
To ND7J.
Hey, how you doing?
Just heard you on there real quick. I took the day off today. I'm trying to get through to Aruba sometime today. I've called a couple times, but it's probably too early there. Anyway, I'm going to make that call today to double-check our dates.
I was wondering, but not too concerned. Okay, I'm sitting out here in the parking lot waiting for my wife to come on back out of here. Toby's with me. Of course, he's in the driver's seat, you know.
You know how that goes. So, anyway, that's all I had. Just wanted to mention that to you. Since I'm home today, I'm taking advantage of being able to make a few phone calls and do some stuff that I don't normally get to do lately during the day.
They sound a little different on this radio. Maybe you got a little bit of a cold, but the radio sounds great. But it's like maybe a little snuffier or something.
Kind of thing going on with me could be the radio. I'm indoors. I'm not in the vehicle. So both radios are the same radio, but... My station from the house works a whole lot better. I think I'm probably going to be buying me a new mobile antenna soon. I think I'm having some antenna problems.
Let me get that fixed. All right. Well, I'll keep you. Appreciate you, checking in here and let me know about that. Probably today or tomorrow, I'm going to get your computer out, plug it in, make sure the battery's all charged up, and I want to start working on that, so it won't take too long to get it, but I'm going to put a test position up and with the micro key and get it all working. That's going to be, I hope to have all that done by the end of next week.
My personal laptop here and clean it up. And download N1MM on it so that it's, you know, just in case we had to have a backup, we'd have a spare. I'll probably do that today.
You say you'll have internet? You'll have internet access there? Will you have it as a hotspot?
Yes, and I plan on, I forget what it is. I think it might be like $70 for the week. I think it's $10 a day, and I get, basically, it's just like my phone is at home, I'll double-check this, but I'll definitely have telephone to be able to call home and receive calls. text message for sure, and I'm pretty sure unlimited data. I'm gonna, matter of fact, I'll check that right now.
You know, I just, who knows what they got actually there at the station. But that'd be good. Then the thing about it is we can always download in 1 mm. And also, if we had to, we could use it for spotting.
I have some kind of an internet connection of our own. I don't know what he's got there.
It'd be, you know, or maybe it'd be better than what he's got. Who knows? Okay. All right. Well, I know you want to go. Anyway, we're getting there.
I'm signing in right now, and we'll see here. Oh, hang on a minute. Now they want to know dumb questions.
Zulu for Mike.
Okay, Zip 4M and 4AQ.
Get the bill. Did you get your antennas up?
Yes. But I still got more work to do. It's not all the way up. Kind of yes and no. I've got probably another day's work to do.
I talked to your brother after VE testing on Saturday, and I volunteered to come help. He said, nah. So, just checking to see if you got it done.
But I want to try that out. Right now I got down at an angle. I don't have the tuner at the base yet. So, I got stuff to do, but most of the stuff just... I can do by myself now.
I've got to, this afternoon, I'm going to try to raise mine back up. I just got to shoot two new lines, and I've got a couple other projects I'd like to get done before contest season really kicks in. But I'd like to sit down with you. I've got something I really want to pick your brain about and toss an idea toward you and see what you think.
You do all the thinking you want. I don't know if you'll find anything. And Thursday, you going to be there Thursday?
Originally planned on being there, but I have to wait and see how this is going to turn out. I'm doing a video for a YouTube video on the Arduino project that we just did for the Greer Club. And I got to see, he originally, that's when he wanted to do it, was Thursday night. So, I don't know. Right now I'm wrestling between one of the two.
All right. Well, Elaine's just got back in the car. We're headed back home, so I better clear out of here. Okay, well, hope to see you Thursday, but if not, I understand. Okay, Z4M and 4IQ.
Thank you, Mr. Bill. You need me, call me. I'll just tell you guys, have a great day. Be careful getting home. 73, Kilo Zulu 4 Mike.